Hello, welcome tonight. We got a powerful sermon. Sorry I've been away. I actually been on vacation and went down to visit the family. It was great down in North Carolina. But tonight we do have a powerful sermon, and I hope it will be a blessing to you, but I want it to be an eye-opener. So let's begin in a word of prayer, and then we'll start. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, that you are so great and so powerful, Lord. You're the one that designed us and made us, Lord, the way we are, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for all our listeners, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to please be with each and every one of them that is listening right now, Lord. We know, Lord, that there's a lot of people that is sick and afflicted and with pain and has issues in their lives, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to please be with each and every one of them and touch them and bless them, Father, if it be thy will. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to just please be with this service tonight, Lord. Put me aside. And we ask you, Lord, to just bless this message and let it spread all around the world, Lord. In your precious name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we'll get into this. Just give me 1 minute as I bring out my Bible and scriptures. The sermon tonight is on the devil's tactics to persuade people's mind. Let me say this again so you can, if you want to jot this down, so you'll remember it. The sermon is on the devil's tactic to persuade people's mind. And we'll start reading in Genesis 3:2. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." And then in Genesis 3:3, "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall touch it, lest you die." And in Genesis 3:4-5, "And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil." Satan tempts men and destroys them by telling them lies about God, about themselves, and about reality. He also tempts by putting some illusion of good or greatness before men. He tried to persuade the woman that God was withholding some good that might gain by listening to himself. So we learn the method Satan uses to ruin the human being. He denies God's word, tells lies, and promises some pleasure of false good. So we see that here when the snake tempted, right, Eve. You see that when he automatically turned God's words all around and told the woman, well, if you eat of this fruit, you will know what the gods know. You'll know, you'll be wise just like God is. And that's why Eve took of the fruit. And the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And no, he must not put out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. See, that tree of life was in the garden, right? Satan ruined God's plan, but God's plan was already implemented. He knows what Satan's doing, right? He knew that the snake would entice Eve. He knew it. He knew that the serpent would, what do we call this sermon? The devil's tactic to what? Persuade people's minds. So the devil persuaded Eve's mind to eat of the fruit. Genesis 3:22, the verse shows that there was some truth in the serpent's words. In verse 5, this is Satan's method to mix lies with truth, to make it seem more attractive and believable. By sinning, man did not become like God in God's holy character. In fact, just the opposite of that happened. But in one matter of knowing good and evil, became like the Creator. So you see here, they did become like, somewhat like God, is that they know good and evil. Because we read that up here. And the Lord said, see, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. Let us look back now. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat, you will surely die. God is the Creator, the Lord of the universe. He has a perfect right to give commands to His creatures and to test their love and obedience. He gave the first man only one command, that they must not eat of the fruit of a certain tree. The command might have been about something else. The meaning would have been the same. The meaning can be expressed in these words: I am God, you are man. It is your privilege and duty to love me. Supremely trust me completely and obey me gladly. If you do not do so, you shall die. That's another phrase, another meaning taken out of this in the context. Die. The first reference to death in the Bible resulted from man's disobedience and sin. As we shall see in chapter 3, death means separation. The spiritual separation of man from God. I want you to look in also at Ephesians 2:1-5. And that's the physical separation and body and the spirit. Ecclesiastes 12:7. See also in Romans 5:12 and in chapter 6 and 23, verse 23, and also James 1:15. The devil wants us to be separated from God. Look, what the Bible says about the devil. Look at John 8, verses 44, and it reads, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to fulfill the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and did not remain in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Excuse me. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, "And the great dragon was thrown out, that the old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." You look here, see it in Revelation 12, 9, it clearly states, right? What do we wonder where the devil is? Okay, looky here where it says, "And the great dragon was thrown out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels thrown down with him." And we look at something very important in this verse too, is look again, who deceives the whole world. Here we are again, right? I don't know where you're at in your life, but see, the devil's plan is to deceive you. To deceive you. Let's looky here at 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, "In their case, the God of the present world has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that the light, the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, would not shine into them." Let me read this one more time. 2 Corinthians 4:4. "In their case, the God of the present world has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is in the image of God, would not shine unto them." That's why I'm preaching tonight the gospel to you. The gospel. We must preach the gospel to unbelievers because of this, is that in the case, the God of the present world has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, would not shine into them. The gospel is the light, is the word, is the truth. Jesus said there's no way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. This is what the devil's doing. A separation from a loving God who loves you, who went to the cross and died for you, the devil wants to separate you from a loving God who paid the price for you. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of this fruit and she ate it, and also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate it. This one sin changed the whole character of man, the whole course of the world. Sin is disobedience to God's word, or rebellion against the Almighty God, a lack of comfort, conformity to His principles. It is asking from self according to one's desires, contrary to God's word and will. 1 John 3:4, they know that Christ is sinless and that He died for their sins. Whosoever commits sin also breaks the law, for the sin is the breaking of the law. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, and the desires of eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. You see, that's what the devil is doing to your mind. The devil is seeping in and want you to have all these desires of your mind, your flesh. Your flesh is sinful. You see here, the desires of the flesh, it says, and the desires of what? The eyes. And the pride of life is not of what? Is not of the Father, but is of the world. Romans 5:12-19. Adam brought sin and death. Christ brings righteousness and life. Therefore, as though one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and so death came on all men because all sinned. For unto you the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not put on the account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reign from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of Adam. Transgressions, who is a type of him who has to come through all these offenses. Of one man, many have died. Much more, the grace of God, the gift of by grace, through one man, Jesus Christ, has overflowed to many. And the gift is not like the result of the one who sinned. For the judgment came through one man bringing condemnation, but the free gift which followed many offenses was for justification. For if through one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more will those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as through the offense of one judgment came to all men, resulting condemnation, so also through the righteous act of one, the free gift, which results in the justification of life, came to all men. Just as though one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many will be made righteous. And as we end here, I want to just say, take this moment and say, where are you at? That one man, Adam, that one woman, Eve, took of the fruit and caused havoc in the world. A separation because of what? Wasn't because of them. It was because of the devil's mind trick, his filthiness, his deceivement, deceived Eve to bite of the fruit, to cause havoc around this world. And you may be saying right now, I have been deceived. I have been deceived. I do things I shouldn't do. I listen to the devil, and I know I shouldn't listen to him, but I do. And I fall short, and I have sinned. I've sinned against God. I've sinned against God. And we all have sinned. No, don't listen to somebody if they say, I've never sinned. Don't listen to that, because it is a lie of hell. Everyone has fallen short to the glory of God. But I want you to bow your heads tonight, and I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you, and you can pray with me. So just bow your heads and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And I ask you for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. And you rose from the dead. I turn from my sins, and I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior, as my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer with me tonight, you have been cleansed of all your sins. All your sins. You know, it is so easy to get brainwashed. We live in a time, in an era where things are getting more and more with AI, with all this stuff on the internet, with multimedia, with news, and so much we get brainwashed. We get brainwashed. We get brainwashed. And we sin. We hate this and we hate that when Jesus says, do not hate. Right? One of the biggest commandments, he says, love one another. Love one another. And we look on the news and we see all this stuff that's going on. But let me tell you, God is in control of that. God is in control of you too. And if you prayed that prayer tonight, let me tell you that Jesus has saved you and sealed you by his precious blood. Those sins are gone. Those sins are gone. And I would like to hear a comment from you. Or you can you can send it if you want to say, yes, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. You can send that to Eric Proctor at yahoo.com. You can send that, email that to me if you desire. But I thank you for listening tonight. Let's end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this message. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of all situations, Lord. We love all our listeners. I'm sorry that I've been away and I've not preached, but Lord, I hope this message was a blessing to those that was listening to it. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to please, if there's anyone that tonight, Lord, is on the fence line, that you would bring them over and seal it, Lord. Seal it. Don't let that devil take another one, Lord, because we don't want anybody dying and going to hell. We ask you, Lord, to just bless our service, bless this message, and thank you for all our listeners, Lord, and please be with each and every one of them. They're going, people are struggling now, and people are fighting stuff, and they're facing tragedies and struggles and all these things, Lord, and we just ask you, Lord, to please be with each and every one. In Christ's name we pray, amen.